Sports Orbit. We make the world go round.
Hello out there and welcome to today's episode of Sports Orbit. We sincerely apologize to our viewers for starting a bit behind schedule, but nevertheless, the show must go on. My name is Afa Acho, your host. Salifu Usman is here with me. Salifu, welcome to Sports Orbit.
Yes, good afternoon, Nigerians. It's always a pleasure to
be here. Also, joining us today is
making his debut
on Sports Orbit is Bernard Mwachi Nemere. Did I get it correctly?
Yes, Bernard Mwachi Nemere. Good evening, Nigerians. We are happy to have you around.
All right, on today's episode of Sports Orbit, as always, we have a bumper package for you. But first, we'll begin with the NFF. As you all know, since Nigeria's failure to qualify for Qatar 2022, every day there's always one issue or the other coming out from the football body. And current president Amaju Pinnick has insisted that the next coach of the Super Eagles will definitely be a foreigner. Their decision is because they feel the local coaches were given an opportunity to impress, but they fail woefully. So, look, going forward, Amaju and his team feels that a foreign coach would get the job done. Salifu, do you share in this opinion? Because truly looking at it, a lot of Nigerians have also said Nigerian coaches cannot say they have not been given the opportunity. The opportunity was given to them, but they fail woefully. And someone said Eguavo has not helped because of local coaches, because it will take a while before anybody really considers local coaches for the top job for the Super Eagles.
Well, let me be frank and let me say about this. And I have a different view about this, and I want to say that the local coaches has been moved as people are, as people are something that's like the easy. Okay, for instance, if you look at the people today, what is the timeline given for the Nigerian coaches? And I don't want anybody to use what has befallen the spike with the more politician on the spike on the World Cup in the hands of us in the club to just all the Nigerian coaches. And at the same time, even the club vis-a-vis put the law, vis-a-vis the predecessor, and the law has 6 years.
Yeah.
The law was in charge for 6 years. And if you look at the timeline, when it was about if you look at it, the time he was appointed as a manager, he wanted 2 weeks to the airport to the full and going to be allowed to the app, and then we have put on the table in 2 years for 2.5 which he never signed on the app, he never signed it. But what I'm saying, if I'm not justified that the was a better coach, but given if you put by side the all the opportunities and the support given the foreign counterpart to the one was there before him, if that's the major that we give to the Papa, having all the time to plan and take out the team, maybe Papa would have also felt better. For instance, he was the coach that went to the AFCON without even having an opportunity to test the player he has. At the same time, he also went to the playoff that also has the opportunity to also take the shot. The best way to test the player is to have the opportunity to throw with him, play differently, might, but then I will never have all this opportunity. So I don't want to trust in that group. I agree that the Bawon may not be the best coach in Nigeria, but you shouldn't use that as a yardstick to say that Nigerian coaches have failed woefully. I still agree that we will still have some better coaches in the country who are also better than the foreign counterpart. And I said, but yes, I agree that if the young world person have make up their mind that they are going for a foreign coach, but what kind of a foreign coach are you going to bring? Is there another journey man like that as well? So you need to define the. If you like, go and bring. I stand to be corrected. If you like, go and bring Pep Guardiola to Nigeria. We will still fail if the necessary things are not being put in place.
Dan, for better looking at what Pinnick has said, in your opinion, do you think a foreign coach will do better than local coaches? I mean, Eguavoen failed to qualify the country for the World Cup. Would that have been the reason? Do you think he would have been allowed to still continue in spite of failing, or do you think a foreign coach will do better looking at the circumstances we found ourselves in?
Thank you. For me, I think
For me, I will still insist that Nigerian coaches have not failed that roof. And bringing in another coach, a foreign coach, is not necessary at this time. If it's left for me, I will still say that opportunities should still be given to Nigerian coaches. Eguafo should have still be given another chance, you understand me, to at least prove himself. Look at the space of time he has managed the team, and look at least his performance is not that bad. But at least he should have given another time. Now, bringing in a foreign coach is not going to be the remedy if the background of the things happening in Nigerian football team has not been fixed or tackled. You cannot leave the foundation and start building from up. You fight from the foundation, then so that when you get to the top, it will stand. So we should look down to what is actually being the fault. We had a foreign coach before Iwafo. So if having a foreign coach, we still have issue, and having a Nigerian coach, we still have issue, then we should look at the other side of it, that it will not be only a coach issue. We should look at another side. That's what I would say.
Yes, and to add to here, I want to say, yes, we have a foreign coach for 6 years. Yeah. And for that 6 years, what do we have? Super Eagles are just playing without people in the direction. They even want that. Nobody knows what they were doing. Nobody was even willing watching the Super Eagles. At least some friends will do things about that. That other is about what? And that's why they come to go watch the team. Yeah. Okay, in as much as I agree that I can come to be the best coach, I'm not even in support of the coach, but that's for two. But there are other Nigeria coaches in this country. For instance, Imanu Amuneke, who was brought in and within a short time, they are still about what is the time to show that you will have opportunity. Okay. So if you can also consider Emmanuel Amuneke to at least give him another 5 years or 4 years of plan. Oh, then the next 4 years. Okay, we have outcome by 2023. Give him a plan and let us start the plan, let's see what he's going to do. But this is what this man says, you are going to do you have the money to pay the Jenny for it? What kind of foreign coach are you going for? Remember the general secret that they are still owing him a lot of money.
Yeah.
So if you are bringing a foreign coach and you have a means of paying them, instead of throwing Nigeria to continue to embarrass Nigeria, just like Bennett said, you don't start building from the top, you need to start from the foundation. And the foundation base, starting from the clinic and his school and his colleague, all of them who are taking the church from Nigeria for are not supposed to get to take the church for us. All of them to sweep themselves away first. They need to give way for genuine people and competent people with a good idea to come and decide and take a plan for Nigeria for not clinic. Clinic, we have had clinic for 8 years. And we think this 8 years is our achievement. So clinic is the failure of Nigeria football and his colleague. So it's them to give way, not the coach. Coaches is not the problem. What we have been following for 6 years and nothing was achieved. All the coaches Pinnick have employed since the game, nobody has given them to share about it. So Pinnick and his colleague and all his board to give way first.
All right, I quite agree with you that the Pinnick board has overstayed their welcome and Nigerian football has not improved, if you ask me. Anyway, away from that to the MPFL, where Eyimba of Aba actually defeated Rangers in the Oriental Derby played over the weekend. He was actually 2-1 in favor of Eyimba, who returned to winning ways against Rangers. And this happens to be the first time Eyimba will, in 20 years, actually, Eyimba will be doing the double over Rangers International of Enugu. In other games, MFM also defeated Dakada FC 2-0, while Sunshine Stars also defeated Abia Warriors 1-0. In Niger State, it was Niger Tornadoes 1-0 against Wicked Tories, while Nobi Stars versus Kano Pillars ended 0-0. Dalifu, looks like Baba Ganaru is quite doing something good at this time, because what? To hold Kano Pillars 0-0 in Bakodi, I mean, if he was the other coach, maybe this would have been another defeat.
Well, I don't want to agree. But if you look at Kano Pillars, this season, Kano Pillars are not fantastic this year. They are struggling. But the good is that Baba Ganaru is a game, this is the third match he has played. And in the third match, he has achieved all the results that he needed to achieve in football. You either lose or you win. He played the first match. The first match was against Rangers.
Yeah.
He beat Rangers 2-0. The second match was against River United. He lost
1-0.
So the third one now against Kano Pillars at home. He has achieved all the three results. it really good and draw. So, but that means out of the 6 matches played, instead of the 9 points, he has to be able to secure 4 points for the club.
So far.
Mm. So let's have it goes. Either the rescue mission will be achieved or not. But from the look of him, to me, I give it to him. Looking by the performance of where Lovisa were before he was appointed, to me, and that's the importance of the Morales, that the Morales was laid down, and for them to come and win their match, I never expected them to beat Liverpool United, because Liverpool United is the top in the form of their life.
Yeah.
So, and then at the same time, because I expected them to win the PSA match against the Canucla, and the Paracus in the is their home plan, and more importantly, the Canucla has not been doing well.
All right, in other matches that we played today, Champions Accra United will be at home to Shooting Stars, while Gombe United will also host National United. Plateau United will travel to Ilorin to face Accra United, while in the other games, Heartland FC will take on Gombe Stars tomorrow. And in the last game for the week, it will be Castor United at home to Leaders Rivers United. Away from that now, too, and the news coming in from Spain concerning Elche Mwakali, who, remember, his contract was terminated by Huesca, the second division team in Spain, but reports say that he might just be returning to England after that swearing ties with Huesca of Spain. Looking at Kelechi Nwankali, I mean, a player who had so much of potential, but things have not quite gone the way a lot of Nigerians have expected. But do you think him going back to England to see if he can get revive his career will be the best thing at this point in time, not forgetting that he spent quite a few years at Arsenal, exactly, but they never really made it to the senior team before going to World Cup. But a return back to England, do you think this is what he needs to get his career back on track?
For me, I would say that as an individual, a player, maybe inside him, he had felt that to regain his confidence, to regain himself, at least giving myself a space or moving to this side of the life would help me achieve better in my career. A lot of us do it in our lifestyle. It can be in a stage where things are not working out. You feel like, let me relocate. Environment could be a factor, or play, or the places or players or people around you could be a factor, because there are things that can demoralize personal achievements. So I think he should calm down and reason and look into himself and look at his confidentialities before he takes any step. You understand?
Mm.
So, but if that would be okay for him as a player, I think it's necessary he do that so that he can revive his career.
All right. We still have so much in store for you, but at this point, we'll go for a short break, and when we return, Sport Orbit.
Sport Orbit. We make the world go round.
All right, welcome back from that short break. Now on to para athletics, where no fewer than 3,145 athletes and officials are jostling for medals as the maiden National Para Sports Games begin at the Moshood Abiola National Stadium in Abuja on Saturday. While declaring the games open, Minister of Youth and Sports Development Sunday Dari said people with a disability in sports need to have a sense of belonging and the opportunity to exhibit their potential. They assure the athletes that the best among them will be selected to represent Nigeria at the international stage, starting with the forthcoming games in Birmingham. Delhi first para games. I think this is a good move by Ministry of Sport. And if you can recall vividly, when it comes to international competitions, especially Olympics, a lot of times what the able-bodied athletes always fail to do, the Paralympians go there and always come back with a good haul, a haul of medals. So I think this is a good move coming from Ministry of Sports, where all of these people can at least have a competition of their own.
Yeah, it's a good initiative, and I'm quite commended the Ministry of Sports for this initiative. More importantly, that they have to be every 4 years to Olympics. Never at our own home, we don't have the event for the para athletes. And coming with this idea is a good development, and so at the same time, that also on edge some of the hidden talent that are around in the country. And the most important is that if you look at our performance at the international scene, it's always needed to finish sports. Yeah. It's powerlifting, athletic, and para-athletic, and para-athletic tennis. They work for other para-sports. So most of
in this case, though, Patricia, almost like 15 different sports.
Yes, so most of them, all of those para-sports never have opportunity to participate. And also, they are being overshadowed by this para-powerlifting, para-athletic, and para-athletic. So with this idea coming up, so those other sports, they're like para-swimming, para-taekwondo, para-judo, and all names in the para-karate, except for even with wheelchair basketball, wheelchair tennis, and all those of others will not have opportunities to do that. Medicine will also have the food, also have the computer at the national scene. It is able to bring the people out of the need that we also have blind in athletics. That even the blind people also have the athletic ways.
All right, 15 sports will be on showcase at the games, which include amputee football, parachuting, para volleyball, para table tennis, para swimming, wheelchair basketball, para taekwondo, wheelchair tennis, para badminton, para lifting, deaf sports, para athletics, para soccer, para karate, and of course, para canoe. Now, away from that, to the lingering crisis in the NDBF, where Factional President Igocha Mark has come out to ask players under the concerned progressive bowlers to share their planned protest over what they describe as moves by Sports Minister Sunday Dare to force someone else as president on them. He's asking them to shake their swords, but for now he remains the authentic president of the MBBF. Bernard, the MBBF has been embroiled in crisis over a long period of time, with two people laying claim to the presidency of this body. But the concerned progressive bowlers are planning a protest. According to them, the Ministry of Sports is planning to giving preference to Musa Keda, the other factional boss, as the authentic president of the body. But Igocha Mark is saying they shouldn't bother about going on any protest, that he remains the authentic president of
If for me, I'll say that going for a protest is necessary, because you have the right to air your own view. You probably have the right to select or let know, or as in vote who should be your leader. So I didn't see it necessary for him to give that authentic or give that order that they should fight blue for their protest. No, you should allow them to air their view. In most cases, airing your view or airing your mind helps to relieve some anger and all those things. So you should allow them to do that. While he knows that he still remains the president, he shouldn't, as in, stop them from the protest. He should go ahead and do the protest in a peaceful manner. And if necessary, he sees that the need for the change is there, he shouldn't remain in the seat.
Telephone quickly, he has described it as fake news. The planned protest, or the plan by the Ministry of Sport to forge the Musa Keda.
So, yes, what he was saying,
We'll see how this plays out almost every week or every 2 weeks.
But the question of that, why all these things bigger, this thing continues to pass it for a suffer. Remember the Tigers World Cup is quite approaching, and now we don't have coffee to do it. We don't know if he's still in charge. Nobody's in charge, nobody's one for the team. And if he wins like this, and you know, he's going to affect the performance of the Tigers, that's why it's so much.
Away from that, two football, where the Super Falcons have promised a better outing following their first defeat by, remember that Super Falcons are out there in Canada to play a doubleheader, a friendly match against Olympic champions Canada. In the first game, they actually lost 2-0, but they are saying that in the second match, they are hoping to get a better outing. Telfu, remember, we, especially you had expressed your disappointment about the fact that we had to go all the way to play Canada for a competition that will be holding in Africa instead of going to one of our neighbors and playing those friends here.
Yeah, I know you can see that they're not the best person, but according to the coach, I never have a question about that match.
Yeah.
The result does not reflect the output on the pitch. The girls were better side, the girls performed perfectly well. But what we are saying, what I was trying to say is that we don't need the Canadian lady to do the testing. Instead of our lady, when we are going to play an African
competition.
Yeah, exactly.
So the best thing, if we were going for the World Cup, would have been
understandable. Instead of spending all this money to go and run and play in Canada, we would have been better within Africa. Probably have another African country to go to Canada and go and play.
I can see that some of the players won't arrive late because of visa issues. Some arrive just in 4 hours to the match. If it was maybe in Ghana or Cameroon here, all those issues wouldn't have been.
It's part of the institutions and the inappropriate decisions that make that. Paul Finnick is always trying to show that he's in tune or in both sides of doing things and everything is good. Everything is good, never give up any positive result.
And if he's playing against is an African company, he's taking them
to Canada.
You should have taken them to the people they are going to challenge with, so that they will know their weakness and their strength over those people. You won't use a Canadian.
More importantly, we are going for Canada. South Africa is a tough kid.
Yes.
So it's a friendly. South Africa will not even welcome such a friendly match.
I even take them to the, because most times pitch affects some players too.
Yes.
Take them to that African pitch that they are going to play the match and let them try out their strengths. Know their. By the time they will come back, they will know that these people we played, meeting them, this is how we're going to tackle them and win them.
Exactly.
You're not going to play against the...
All right, the match comes up tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Starlight Stadium. Actually, it will be 3:30 a.m. Nigerian time. Away from that now to the Champions League. We call that in the first leg of the Champions League, Chelsea fell 3-1 to Real Madrid out there in Stamford Bridge. And Chelsea coach Thomas Tuchel has said he does not see his side progressing to the next round in the second leg of that, because I mean, for them to have an opportunity of going to the next round, they have to at least beat Madrid at least 2-0. At least 2-0 first. Then we can now talk of extra time. But at least you have to beat them 2-0 first without Madrid scoring any. Do you really believe Tuchel is mind games, or do you realistic think that Chelsea does not have any chance against Madrid in the second leg?
Looking at the first match, I would say that Real Madrid did very well. And Real Madrid did very well, but I've equally said it. I said to a friend, I told them that this return match, that Real Madrid will still beat Chelsea. Yes. Look at the movement and the scorings of the Real Madrid. I get it. And look at Chelsea's. Yes, Chelsea's position was good. Their ball position and their this was good. But it's not about the position, it's all about who win the match.
It's not about the position.
Because they know that this team is a big team. So, coming back
against the team. Madrid not even scoring in the
Yes, they will still do well. Yes, they will still. There's no how.
But let me just say something. I believe that Tuchel is trying to play a fine game.
Yeah, of course.
At the same time, Ancelotti is
very
mindful of what Tuchel is trying to play. He's trying to play low down and say that, okay, the game is over and nothing for them. I believe. I don't think Ancelotti and his player and his generation will bear into his
play.
So whatever the game is trying to play, or whatever he's trying to say, he's always trying to play. I don't think they're very good at the point of having to overcome that. Definitely, just like Ben said, they're quite like that before. I believe that my coming to the Madrid will not let life go. They definitely come out full strong as if nothing was active in the first leg. Oh, and we like playing just like that. If there are some people that Madrid will still win, the second leg match.
Yes.
But I am not the scandalous or the
All right, away from that, quickly before we leave two, some EPL matches that were played during the weekend. Of course, the star match clearly was Liverpool versus Man City, clearly top of the table race. And I mean, the game had everything we all expected. A classic match, if you call it, ended 2-2. And as it stands, everything is still, as it stands before the match, is still 1 point. But for Pep Guardiola, he feels that Liverpool have life in EPL title race. I mean, for him, he feels Liverpool were just lucky, but that match ended 2-2.
Yes, he feels like Liverpool were just lucky. He was trying to, even as much as he committed his point, trying to claim his point, allowing Liverpool to come into the match.
Yeah.
On a few occasions, they went ahead, but Liverpool still came back and collide. At the same time, they remember the Real Madrid, all that, the last minute opportunity,
yeah,
to play the game, and still do it away. So, and then looking at that match, now, last week I was saying, these two teams will not let this match go.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be a deciding title. Whoever could have won that match, they said, almost close to the title. But yesterday, one of them stood their own and still maintained as they end going into the match.
Yeah.
They also came out the same point, exactly. And the same level. And if you look at that match, that means they have several matches to play. And by these several matches, yes, the only thing I think that Manchester City stand a better chance. All Man City need is to win the remaining seven matches. As far as the win is very normal matches, nothing for Liverpool. But can they win all the seven matches? That's not the point. That's a lot. And can also Liverpool maintain the 16th pass without also breaking the point? So, and if you look, looking at yesterday, the weekend, but there's a 3-3 ties. Remember, Arsenal fall at home. Mine also fall
results, I mean, it's looking like United and Arsenal purposely do not want to make this top four. As it seems, they just feel, look, Tottenham, go ahead and occupy the top four, because Man United lost. It was a chance for Arsenal to extend the
league.
And they lost also, and Tottenham completely outclassed Aston Villa 4-0 in that one.
Mm.
And, I mean, securing that position. Yes, Arsenal has a game to play, but even if they win, it will still be a point behind Tottenham, who have gone up to have 57 points.
7 points. You know, if they win, that means they'll be on the same point. But can they even win that one? The better chance they have to have extended the league was the match against Crystal Palace. And I think that the London match against one of they also lost that point. So if they have won those matches, they have lost all these three matches. Now they have a game against a bit at your home. They also lost a couple of the practice. So what it shows that clearly just like this, as the Ateta is not ready to give anything. Ateta is not even good for Arsenal. I keep on saying it. Arsenal managers will let Ateta be Ateta. The job of Arsenal is too big for Ateta.
All right. We'll see how it pans out. It's more like 7 games to go for some teams. For some, 8. Some have just 6 matches to go. But until the last day of the league, nothing yet has been confirmed yet. But we'll see how everything ends at the end of the season. Once again, Bernard, thank you for being here in studio with me today. Salifu, thank you for being here also.
Thank you. And then let me also use the point to thank Bernard for making his
debut. Yeah.
So, hope to welcome you again.
I'm glad to have you every now and then. Well, don't forget that tonight the Sport Falcons will have a chance of redeeming themselves as they take on Canada in the second leg of
tomorrow
morning, actually, early hour, which is 3:30 a.m. I wonder how many of us will be able to keep up with that match. Anyway, that's where we draw the curtains on today's episode of Sports Orbit. I remain yours sincerely, Apa Achuani.
This program is brought to you by Leadership Podcast from the stable of Leadership Media Group.